Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field. And I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level. And I don't know, I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
You going to put your money where your mouth is, pretty boy? It's Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury last year when he was coaching at Texas Tech saying he'd take Kyler Murray with the number one overall selection. Kyler Murray's going to focus on football. He's going to be available when the Arizona Cardinals have, ironically, that number one selection. But there's a little bit of a problem, but that's not stopping the rumors from going full surface. Arizona currently has Josh Rosen on their roster, and there are rumors going around that Josh Rosen could be traded and Cliff Kingsbury could actually put his pretty mouth or his pretty money where his pretty mouth is
pretty mouth.
And draft Kyler Murray. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. But this is the point, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. I think the Texans would benefit significantly from Cliff Kingsbury making that decision because I don't know how good Kyler Murray would be in Arizona, and I don't know how good of a professional football player he's going to be because of the obvious question marks, the fact that he's been surrounded by an array of talent, and the fact that he has the obvious size questions that people are going to diagnose as the draft approaches. But I do know this. The best situation for Kyler Murray and the most nightmarish situation for Houston Texans fans and all the other teams in the AFC South is him landing in Jacksonville. I lost sleep last night thinking about the possibility of Kyler Murray playing football in Jacksonville.
I get that. By the way, there's also a little bit of Kyler Murray news overnight, early this morning, where it's been reported that the Oakland A's, frankly, have not given up the ghost yet on
they need to let that one go.
Signing him. Well,
they need to let that one
just
go.
for the sake of you know, keeping our loopholes informed, they're now saying that they could go back to Kyler Murray, obviously dependent on where he gets drafted, and give him a major league contract, which is a bigger guarantee, and in essence say, you know, money whip the NFL. Basically, he said, I am firmly and fully
committed.
What if
the A's money whipped anybody? Well, let's be serious.
They're a Major League Baseball team. They can make their own decisions. Come they on, can man. Do that. All I'm telling you is what happened and what is being reported by people in the Bay Area having, you know, with their sources in the organization saying not quite over just yet from their perspective.
It's done.
Oh, you asked me, I think yes. But what I'm saying is they're not giving up yet. They're saying, let's say he gets drafted 13. Is that Miami? One of those.
Yeah.
And they, you know, all of a sudden they say, you know what? We can give you double the guarantee and give you a Major League Baseball contract.
Well, for the sake of the Houston Texans, hopefully Cliff Kingsbury trades Josh Rosen and then drafts Kyler Murray. Because if Kyler Murray ends up in Jacksonville, I think it puts him in the best position to succeed. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you reasons why Kyler Murray to Jacksonville would be a nightmare. Number one, they have a good offensive line.
Yeah.
I know it kind of fell apart last year, but they invested heavily in the offensive line last offseason. They signed Norvell, the top guard on the free agent market, a guy that a lot of people wanted the Texans to sign. And it didn't work out in large part because, A, they had Blake Bortles at quarterback and Leonard Fournette was injured. But most importantly, Cam Robinson, their left tackle, who didn't allow a single pressure in week one when they looked like they were back on their way to being the best team in the AFC South, he got hurt in week two. And that's when the offensive line completely fell apart. If Kyler Murray is going to succeed in the NFL, I think we both agree he's going to need a very good offensive line. And no team, if healthy, in the top 10, top 15, the range in which we're hearing Kyler Murray going, has a better offensive line than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think the Jaguars are a scary proposition for Kyler Murray, specifically because, you know, we focus on our guys here, and you know, the easiest path or most difficult path for them getting to their goals, our goals as a city, to see this team succeed. I think he could very well be off the table for Jacksonville.
Well, we better hope so.
Which I would love. I'd love that.
Reason number two, defense. Jacksonville's defense was one of the best in the league 2 years ago. They actually weren't bad last year. They were fifth in the NFL in total defense. They allowed 19.8 points per game. That's the same amount that the Texans average, but they also gave up 32 less yards. So Kyler Murray goes in there with that offensive line. They still have a good defense. Really doesn't have to light things up as much as you'd think. However, there is potential, which brings me to reason number three, for him to light things up, and that's because they got a new offensive coordinator out there in Jacksonville. And I don't know how much John DeFilippo, who was the quarterback coach in Philadelphia when they won the Super Bowl, is going to open up Tom Coughlin's eyes, who could actually benefit Texans fans. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But Maurice Jones-Drew was at the Super Bowl at Radio Row, and I caught up with Maurice Jones-Drew, and I asked him about the new offensive philosophy in Jacksonville and what it's going to look like. And I want you to listen to it and tell me if this is something that could benefit Kyler Murray if he slides to Jacksonville at number seven.
Really quick reads. They'll take their shots when they want to. And it just depends on the kind of quarterback you have.
Having that experience, if the Jags do get a Haskins or Kyler Murray, they should feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's all about simplifying your offense when you're going, when you have young guys. You can see the league is kind of going more to tempo. Which helps out a lot of these young guys. That's what they came out of college with, and it forces defenses to create tempo.
I'd forgotten that you spoke with him, and I do remember that. That was the NFL Network thing, right?
Yes.
And if he's right, well, then, yeah, you know, Kyler Murray would be a fit there. The Coughlin shadow is long, man.
We're going to get
Coughlin
more into
shadow
that.
Is long.
We're going to get more into that at 12:20.
It's easy to say, oh yeah, we're gonna make it quarterback friendly. We're gonna go tempo,
right?
Tempo for Tom Coughlin, and make no mistake, that's his team.
Right.
All right, is different.
He's going 35 and 45.
Kingsbury.
Tom Coughlin. We'll get into this in the noon hour, but Tom Coughlin subscribes to the mentality of the George Young QB grading system.
Yes,
we'll dive deeper into that at noon. But if Tom Coughlin opens up his mind, it could be a nightmare for Texans fans. The final reason that I think Kyler Murray would be a perfect addition for the Jacksonville Jaguars and a nightmarish addition for the Houston Texans. What is the number one asset that we all agree that you can have in the NFL as an organization?
Well, financial freedom.
Financial freedom. And yeah, what gives you financial freedom more than a QB rookie deal? There are a lot of possibilities for Jacksonville right now at quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater's been thrown out there. Nick Foles seems to make sense because DeFilippo was his offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. Trading for Eli Manning and maybe grooming a rookie, maybe a Haskins or something like that, or Locke out of Missouri. That's another possibility. But a QB on a rookie deal gives you financial freedom. And Jacksonville getting Kyler Murray and having a QB on a rookie deal, not good for the Houston Texans, because that would mean that they actually had a quarterback on a rookie deal longer than the Houston Texans when you take into account that Deshaun's going to get paid sooner rather than later.
A rookie deal for a quarterback is so good that if I were running an NFL team, I would tell my general manager and my head coach, we're going to keep rolling over quarterbacks on rookie deals until we find the right one. You know, even if they're above average, you know, if they're a Tannehill or they're a Dalton, you know, until we find a great quarterback, as soon as he gets to that fifth year, out of here, let's get another one. Because it gives you so much flexibility everywhere else, you know, and let somebody else overpay for a quarterback. It's really changed the entire dynamic of the NFL, the salary cap and the fact that you have this rookie salary cap and salary structure. I would keep rolling them over. I mean, I'm telling you right now, if Deshaun Watson doesn't develop into a great quarterback, and we think he will, I'm just saying, the smart thing to do is when he gets to that fifth year, see you later.
And I don't even know, like Kyler Murray, I think the ceiling is very high, but I think if he's put in the wrong situation, it could be a disaster. I just think of all the situations, Jacksonville is the best one, and it's not good for Texans fans. We're going to go out to Jacksonville actually in 30 minutes. We're going to talk to Lauren Rue of 10x10 XL and just talk about all the possibilities for the Jags at quarterback and just see what they're saying out there and what her pulse is as far as what she thinks is going to happen at that position in the offseason. But coming up next, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain is going to join the show for his weekly visit. He has a list of targets for the Texans in the first round, and I'm going to tell you which prospect the Texans should trade up for in that round. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.